Osaka's number one. 91.3 FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Tongse Alliance slams President Hichilema over Dr. Chris Zumanizimba's arrest. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has approved 21 license applications and 9 construction permits in the petroleum, electricity and renewable energy subsectors. In international news, Togo's ruling party wins over 75% of the votes in the municipal elections. And in sports news, Manchester United signs Mbeumo, a Cameroonian from Brentford Football Club.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suilanja Mulenga. Opposition Tonse Alliance has accused President Hakainde Hichilema of abusing his authority, alleging that the head of state is using the police in a personal matter between Dr. Nevis Mumba and incarcerated Chris Zumanizimba, a former political advisor to late 6th President Edgar Chagwa Lungu. Tonse Alliance spokesperson Sean Tembo alleges that the head of state is using the Zambia Police Service to intervene in a personal dispute between two political rivals, adding that the alleged action by President Hakainde Hichilema is tantamount to abuse of authority. Dr. Zimba was yesterday arrested and detained for alleged criminal libel and harassment against Dr. Mumba. Mr. Tembo has therefore questioned the arrest of Dr. Zumanizimba, alleged is a known friend and political ally of President Hakainde Hichilema, while Dr. Zimba is a political opponent. He has further raised other concerns about the judiciary, alleging that Dr. Mumba has been treated differently in a corruption case in which he said he was convicted and sentenced to imprisonment over 4 years ago, but he has not served his sentence with his appeal pending.
It is a well-documented fact that for more than 2 years now, Dr. Nevis Mumba and Dr. Chris Zumanizimba have been involved in a public dispute and quarrel where they have traded accusations and counter-accusations against one another, as well as an exchange of demand letters between the lawyers of the two individuals. All this has been in the public domain. Each of these individuals has promised the public to sue one another in the court of law through civil proceedings. However, for more than a year now, we have seen that none of these two individuals have actually taken each other to court. However, for us as Tonse Alliance, we were very shocked yesterday to realize that President Hakainde Hichilema's policemen decided to take sides and arrest Dr. Chris Zumanizimba on a charge of criminal defamation and harassment of Dr. Nevis Mumba. Countrymen and women, it is a well-documented fact that Dr. Nevis Mumba is a personal friend and political ally of President Hakainde Hichilema. It is also a well-documented fact that Dr. Chris Zumanizimba, being a former political advisor of the late 6th Republican President, Dr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu, is by default a political adversary of President Hakainde Hichilema.
In a separate development, the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has approved 21 license applications and 9 construction permits in the petroleum, electricity and renewable energy subsectors. These approvals represent a total investment commitment of 4.8 billion kwacha, approximately 206 million United States dollars. ERB Public Relations Manager Namukolo Kasumpa says the approvals were granted during the ERB's July Licensing Committee meeting, reaffirming the board's ongoing efforts to streamline approval processes through timely application reviews and an efficient regulatory framework. Ms. Kasumpa adds that the 21 approved licenses cover a wide range of energy activities aimed at increasing access to efficient energy services and promoting technological innovation across the country. These include 9 licenses for the manufacture, supply, installation and maintenance of renewable energy generating equipment, 4 licenses for the road transport of petroleum products, 3 licenses for the distribution, import and export of petroleum products, 2 licenses for electricity generation and trading, 1 license for importation, packaging, blending, distribution and export of lubricant, among others. She has since reaffirmed the board's commitment to effectively regulate the energy sector with a strong emphasis on stakeholder engagement and promotion of sustainable, inclusive and reliable energy mix.
These approvals represent a total investment commitment of 4.8 billion Zambian kwacha. Approvals were granted during the ERB's July licensing committee meeting, reaffirming the board's ongoing efforts to streamline approval processes through timely application reviews and an efficient regulatory framework. The 21 approved licenses cover a wide range of energy activities aimed at increasing access to efficient energy services and promoting technological innovation across the country. These include 9 licenses for the manufacture, supply and installation, maintenance of renewable energy generating equipment, 4 licenses for the road transportation of petroleum products, 3 licenses for distribution, import and export of petroleum products, 2 licenses for electricity generation and trading, 1 license for importation, packaging, blending, distribution and export of lubricants, 1 license for the production of biofuels, and 1 license for the wholesale marketing of petroleum products. In terms of infrastructure development, 9 construction permits were also approved, with 7 in the electricity and renewable subsectors. The ERB remains steadfast in its mandate to regulate the energy sector effectively, with a strong emphasis on stakeholder engagement and the promotion of a sustainable, inclusive and reliable energy mix.
In another development, the Movement for Restoration of Education and Teachers Affairs in Zambia, Moreta Zambia, has noted with concern the rate at which teachers' unions are becoming agendas of propaganda and falsehoods amidst increased demand for professionalism in the teaching service. Despite government having put in place guidelines which compel civil servants to uphold professionalism, Moreta Zambia Executive Director Samuel Mbumba has observed that unionism propaganda is beginning to champion going against the guidelines on the conduct of the civil servants, a situation he underscored is slowly becoming unhealthy with the potential to cause unrest in the country. Dr. Mumba says the current video clip making rounds on social media about Basic Education Teachers Union of Zambia, BETU's, having had talks with a named opposition political party calls for immediate action to stop union leaders to masquerade as officers or officials in unions, avoid dragging such institutions into disrepute. He has therefore urged teachers to spend much time on interactions that aim at contributing to the development of the country as opposed to those that promote division in the teaching fraternity. Meanwhile, Dr. Mbumba has reaffirmed his association's support on the remarks by President Hakainde Hichilema when the head of state said, "A polarization union is not good for the country." In a separate development, the Eastern and Southern Africa cotton has projected an increase in cotton production in Zambia for this year's crop harvest. Eastern and Southern Africa Cotton Secretary General Sunduzwayo Banda says the outlook for cotton production looks good for Zambia compared to last farming season, expecting an estimated 70% increase. Mr. Banda, however, observed that the El Nino-triggered drought last year significantly reduced the cotton yields. However, he remains hopeful that the Southern African country will record improved yields this year. Mr. Banda has, however, highlighted the continued non-availability of cotton seeds on the open market, the situation, he says, has for a long time now been negatively affecting the national production. In international news, 1,150 seats for the Union for the Republic, UNIR, 51 for the National Alliance for Change,